Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Lions on the road at Arizona. Tigers in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. You got Michigan hosting USC tomorrow afternoon. You got Michigan State at Boston College tomorrow afternoon. Apple TV tonight for the Tigers, but of course you can hear it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Look, this Lions game, Gator, I think is about the personality established, the organizational personality established under Dan Campbell last year. It's one thing to take a look at how they responded to losses last year, and we all know it's been a couple years and knock on wood and all that stuff since they've lost back-to-back games. But not only did they respond, do you know that after each of their losses last year, they not only bounced back, but they covered and covered oftentimes emphatically. So they won and won by sometimes significantly more than the spread. An example, they lost to Seattle. They went into Atlanta game the next week as a 3.5-point favorite. They won by 14. They got blasted at Baltimore. They went into the Vegas game as a 7-point favorite. They won by 12. Thanksgiving Day, they lose to Green Bay. They go to New Orleans as a 4-point favorite, win by 5. That one wasn't emphatic, but they did win and cover. The bad loss to Chicago, they're a 5.5-point favorite against Denver. They win 42-17. They get robbed by Dallas the next week against Minnesota, 5.5-point favorite. They win by 10. They won them all, and they covered. And I think tomorrow's game, the way I look at it, Gator, it's all about them showing us once again that they are who they were last year, which is good enough to absolutely be a Super Bowl contender. And they might obviously be better, but that's a resiliency thing that bouncing back and bouncing back emphatically is something to be said about that, the personality of last year's team.
You know, there's a lot that you want to be like last year's team. Last year's team was division winner, won 2 playoff games and 12 regular season games. And yeah, they didn't lose back-to-back games. And Jared Goff didn't have back-to-back clunkers, let alone back-to-back-to-back clunkers. And so I don't expect that to happen this week. I think he'll be fine. But if we're just going to rely on what they did last year, the biggest thing you should just sit back and relax about it is that they were really good in the red zone and scoring touchdowns last year. Yep. They weren't last week. So is that just a one-week thing? I hope so. Sure hope so. But if you just convert... Heck, if they converted one of those, it's a win.
Right.
Last week. And they didn't have it. So, look at the defense. The defense played strong. When we talked to Birchie Kidd last hour, good to hear the update from practice that Terrion Arnold is trending towards playing. Looks like Davenport should play. Anzalone might play. He's been practicing. Hopefully he'll clear concussion protocol stuff. And, they're going to have a pretty good defense out there. Melon Fonwu may not play. And it's Rakestra might be out again. But to get Arnold back and to put Arnold specifically on Marvin Harrison Jr., rookie on rookie, could be really, really interesting, a lot of fun to watch. But the Lions, yeah, easy to say, play like you did last year. You'll take care of business.
All right. You ready to go?
What do we got? Oh. It may be hard to be Biscuit World, but let's see what you got.
Tudor's Biscuit World.
Yeah.
The Country Mariner. All right, here we go. Uncrustables. Are you familiar with the Uncrustables?
I am. I've never had them, but yeah, I've.
Well, this will be interesting. For the first time in 10 years, they've come out with a new flavor. They're introducing peanut butter. And oh, by the way, Uncrustables, for people who don't know, they are the frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They're circular sandwiches on white or whole wheat bread. And they come pre-made, and they're kind of like pressed down on the side. So it's basically two pieces of bread with peanut butter and jelly filling.
Right, because making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is too taxing.
Too complicated. All right, here we go. Uncrustable fans, new PB&J flavor, peanut butter and raspberry spread. Peanut butter and raspberry spread, they just started rolling out now, but they obviously are what they say they are. Peanut butter and raspberry, Gator, you in?
Absolutely. I love peanut butter and jelly. Over the years, I've gone with bunches of a different kind. I usually go with jam instead of jelly because jam spreads a lot better than jelly does. So whether it's blackberry jam, strawberry jam, raspberry jam, grape jam, I'm all about it. Love it.
Kang?
Yeah, man, I love peanut butter and jelly as well, Gator. Pretty much all the berries will work for me as far as jams and jellies
do
go.
Do you get these for your kids' lunches?
No, they don't eat too much peanut butter and jelly.
No?
No.
This has been a staple go-to for me is get the Uncrustables. I will try this with one requirement. Does it come with the whole wheat bread? Because the grape and the you can get the grape with the whole wheat bread. So
why? If it can't eat white bread?
Eat white bread. If it comes in the whole wheat, I'm in. But they don't make all the flavors available in whole wheat, which is clearly a problem. Everybody?
Yeah, man.
They are trying to make money off this.
They do want to.
I've only found the grape in whole wheat.
You got those, Uncrustables?
Yeah.
You got the Uncrustables? We do. We only have the whole wheat ones.
Score. next up.
As Doug grids, two boxes.
Yes. Next up, M&M's.
All right.
They've come out with a new M&M's flavor.
Have they?
Yep.
What do they got?
Well, in the same vein, M&M's is introducing peanut butter and jelly flavored M&M's. Quote from a spokesperson, peanut butter M&M's have always been a popular flavor with our fans. Our new M&M's peanut butter and jelly taps into the cross-generational staple, turning a delicious and comforting snack into a bite-sized treat to be enjoyed and shared. Gator, peanut butter and jelly M&M's.
Is it whole wheat? Of course I'm going to eat this. This is delicious. It's an M&M. I mean, I don't know if there's been an M&M flavor that I wouldn't have tried. They've had a bunch of them over
the years.
Country
Mariner?
Well, they don't have the Country Mariner. There's no shrimp flavored M&M. But, you know, all the flavors they've come up with have all made sense. They're all very good. Some extraordinarily good. Yeah, I'm all in. Kang?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. This one sounds really good. I've never even thought about doing this. You know, why haven't they tried this? No, they should. I'm in.
All right, Kang? Is Doug going to be in or out?
Doug's in.
I think he's in. He likes M&M's.
I think he's in, yeah.
I think he's in.
I'm in.
There he is.
There it is.
Some things are just, it sounds too intriguing to me. So, yeah, I'd even try that. Next up, have you heard about the Coca-Cola Besties?
I have not.
Coca-Cola Besties. This, you're going to love this. Coca-Cola's teamed up with Oreo. We'll start with the Oreo cookie.
Okay.
Oreo Coca-Cola cookies boast a distinctive red and black colored block design featuring two unique base cakes, one classic chocolate and one red colored golden embossed with the Coca-Cola design, stuffed with a smooth white colored cream. The base cakes are paired with a Coca-Cola inspired taste fans know and love, and popping candies that will be fizzing, give you a fizzing sensation every bite. The Coca-Cola M&M Gator from the Coca-Cola's Besties collection. Would you eat that?
All right, first of all, I had to look it up to make sure you weren't messing with me like the Country Mariner.
No, real deal.
Yeah, I would try this. I think Oreos is kind of like, they're kind of like M&M's. They keep coming out with flavors. I'll try it. And yeah, I really like Coca-Cola. So,
Kang,
yeah.
You said, is this an Oreo or M&M?
This is an Oreo.
Okay, you said M&M at the end.
I'm sorry.
At the end.
I apologize.
I'm actually out.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think this. I love Coca-Cola. I like Oreos. I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay, I would taste this. I would give it a try. Yeah, I would. This
you
is
would?
Intriguing. Well, here's the other part.
What?
Coca-Cola and Oreos, the Besties collection doesn't end there. They invert this and have Oreo flavored Coca-Cola, a zero sugar drink featuring Coca-Cola taste with flavorful Oreo cookie inspired hints. So you can get the Coke flavored Oreos and the Oreo flavored Coke. Gator, are you going to eat that?
I would try it. It's zero sugar, so I'm going to try it. And look, Coke has swung and missed a lot with some of their other flavors.
Like new Coke flavor?
No, they've had like the orange flavor, and they tried some other stuff there that just...
I had a spicy one.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No, right. Like I said, they swung and missed a lot of stuff, but they get to the plate, and I appreciate that. Now, I'll try it. I've tried the others. I'll try this. You know, the thought of chocolate and cola together, that sounds fine to me.
Kang, you try this?
No, I'm out for the same reasons I was for the first one. I just don't think the two should mix.
I'm not as high on this as I was the cookie.
I'm not high on it, but I'll try it.
All right, next up from Wendy's.
Might have to be high to try it.
Maybe.
Wendy's has a couple of new Frosties, Gator. First, there's the Frosty Cream Cold Brew. This line features vanilla, dark chocolate, and caramel flavors and is made by mixing cold brew coffee with the frosty flavored syrup and topping it with ice. A coffee-inspired Wendy's Frosty.
So it's actually a Frosty.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
wow. I am shocked. You don't like coffee, though.
I don't. Right? I like coffee flavor. I don't like coffee. No, I know it sounds weird. I love the smell of coffee. I will not. I just don't drink coffee.
Okay.
But the greatest, one of the greatest shakes you can get is a Jamocha shake from Arby's, right?
It was really good.
So this sounds like a Jamocha shake with like caramel. Absolutely.
Oh, I like cold brew. I like Frosties. I'm in on this.
No for me, dog.
Oh, my God. How are you no on this? Sorry, I know better. Yeah, I know.
Dude,
if it came in, maybe wheat.
No, if I go desserts, it's got to sound better than a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Okay.
And that doesn't?
That doesn't to me, no.
All right.
Next up, they have a triple berry frosty. A limited time frosty flavor is a pink frozen dessert that combines blackberry, raspberry, and strawberry flavors. Some say it tastes like a nostalgic Go-Gurt with different flavors at either end. Others say it's similar to McDonald's Grimace Shake. According to the description, Gator, the triple berry frosty.
Gonna surprise you here. Nope.
Oh.
It's a no, dog. It's too many of the berry flavors. Stick to one and you're fine, but you mix them all together and it's a jumble and I'm not about that.
Kang?
I'm in. I love that actually. I sometimes too much chocolate, too much sweetness. I like this one. This is for me.
This doesn't sound better than a DQ Blizzard, so I'm out. And finally, the Frosty-inspired sundaes from Wendy's. There's three of them, but I'm just going to give you one because we're short on time. They have a Lucky Charms sundae. These are marshmallow charms in a cup with what looks like vanilla ice cream and then some sort of drizzle
over
the top.
Absolutely.
You like the marshmallows?
They're fine, you know, but does it add to the frosty flavor? Sure, I guess it adds to it. I don't know if it makes it better. I don't think it's going to make it much worse. It's great.
Kang?
Yeah, I love it. There was a time where the cereal just put the marshmallows in there, and I was all about that.
Yeah, I'm no. And there it is, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? You ready to pick some games?
I am.
We'll do that today at 1:38. Open lines are next. Phone calls and feedback. Lots to talk about if you want. Tiger talk, bring it on. Lions talk, yep. Michigan State, let's go. 97.1 The Ticket.